So my name is Corblund, and I'm from Alberta, Canada, which is just north of Montana. And I've been coming to the Cowboy Poetry Gathering here in Elko for, I think I've done the last six, seven of the last 8 or 9 years or something like that. And it's really neat. I'm a songwriter myself. I sing Western cowboy songs.
Well, I ain't got the money that lawyers can buy. I don't got my own government's laws on my side. But I got this old rifle that my granddaddy owned. And this is my prairie. This is my home.
What is cowboy art and cowboy music to you? What does that mean?
There's different flavors of it, but it's stuff that deals with traditional cowboy culture, like ranching and cattle and working with animals and horsemanship and that kind of thing. My stuff is kind of a mix of traditional themes mixed with kind of, my songs are kind of about what it's like to grow up as a cowboy kid and live in the 21st century. A lot of it's actually literally old songs, like old cowboy songs from 100 years ago people sing, but then there's also artists that do their own stuff like me.
What is that experience like for you as sort of a younger generation cowboy musician in the 21st century?
Well, it's a dying thing. I mean, it's been dying since the 1890s, really. Like, in those days, there were no fences. It was just wide open space, and then people started to fence things in. And today, like, the work that cowboys do today is much different than it was 150 years ago. It's a lot of feedlots and veterinarians and stuff like that. But there are some big ranches, especially out this way, that are still running the traditional way. And on both sides, my grandparents were the last generation in our family to only make a living just from cattle. Like my dad had cows, but he was also a veterinarian.
Well, my dad is a vet, and if I was one too, the one thing he always taught me to do was get paid. Cash money.
How do you approach writing music or writing songs?
A lot of my stuff is historical, and a lot of it's family history related. Like, our people came up from Utah and Nevada around the turn of the century to Alberta, and so I write about that sometimes. And I like to mix styles together. I kind of approach the whole traditionalist thing with some abandon and irreverence.
Everything is better with some cows around. Living in town sometimes brings me down. Let me bestow this western blessing and leave you cattle bound. May you always have cows around.
What are your thoughts on current country music today?
One thing is that country music and western music are different. They say in the 50s the DJ put them together as one thing, but country music tends to be more Appalachian-based stuff, like Kentucky and Tennessee and that kind of stuff, and almost bluegrassy kind of. Whereas western music is more like ballads about the West and about cattle and living in the West, cowboy stuff. So they're quite different, really, but they got kind of lumped together. And the country music that's on the radio is very corporate, and it's no one's fault, really. It's just it's almost the same as a McDonald's hamburger versus a home-cooked meal. I think Western music is a bit more about balladry and storytelling, probably, and it's not quite as Appalachian in flavor musically. Traditional Western music has almost more of a folk influence on it. Some of the old cowboy songs are basically folk songs.
Well, Corblund, thank you so much for talking with me.
Cool, yeah, take care.
The rodeo's over, the folks have gone home, and the cowboys are all down the road.